Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Romans 12:1.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Today's verse calls us to pause and reflect on God's mercy. His mercy revealed through Christ, the mercy that he gives us 1,000 times each day, and the mercy which we know he will shower upon us in the future, because he has proven himself to be full of mercy and of truth. The more we recognize all God has given us through his Son, Jesus Christ, the more our hearts will naturally fill with worship, which will then flow out through our words and our actions. In other words, when our behavior on Monday contradicts the song sung on Sunday, it could indicate that our heart valves have become clogged by selfishness, pride, and other sins. And so we begin by reflecting on the mercy so vividly displayed on the cross, contemplating the price Christ paid for us and our unworthiness of such a costly gift. We begin to see our sin for the ugliness that it is, especially in light of the beauty of God's grace. We're repelled by the one in pursuit of the other. With a gratitude too deep to measure, we long to give our lives back to the one who so freely, so sacrificially gave his life for us. That alone would be enough to warrant our full surrender. But God's mercy does more than grant us unearned salvation. It also assures us that we can trust him with our every breath and our every step. We can trust him with our full surrender. As Romans 8 verse 32 states, speaking of God the Father, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? We could also place Christ's name in there, reading it as, he who did not spare his own life, but gave himself up for us. How will he not also graciously give us all things? When we read Jesus' promise of joy, peace, and a beyond expectations life, we must do so through his death and resurrection. His death shows us just how much he wants to see us living in freedom. And his resurrection shows us his power to break every barrier, every chain that enslaves us. In view of his mercy, the mercy he has already extended to us, and the mercy we know is yet ahead, in view of all of that, offer your body, your thoughts, your time, your dreams and desires, your fears, your agenda, everything you are, as a living sacrifice. According to contemporary Bible scholar Craig Keener, ancient Jews often used the word sacrifice as an idiom for praise and a lifestyle of worship. Sometimes, like when we catch a glimpse of a radiant sunrise or receive an answer to prayer, worship just flows from us. But to praise as a lifestyle, in the good and the bad, in the joyous and the painful, that really does involve sacrifice. It involves sacrifice, determination, and strength. And then there are those times when that sacrifice goes much deeper, when obedience feels nearly impossible, when the road ahead looks much too steep, much too foggy, too hard, too painful, when human logic and our emotions tell us to run the other way. As Dwight L. Moody once said, quote, "The problem with a living sacrifice is that it keeps crawling off the altar." And there's going to be times where that's true of us. But this also means that we can crawl right back on again and again and again and again as many times as we need to. In those moments when we don't want to climb back up to that hard and potentially painful place, we find strength by reflecting yet again on the mercies of God, which Scripture promises are new every morning. And so we offer ourselves, our whole selves, made holy and righteous through the blood of Jesus Christ, to God the Father. This is the purest, most authentic form of worship you and I could ever display. Today's verse reminds me of Micah 6, verses 6 to 8, which states, quote, "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly in surrendered obedience, full obedience with our God." That's what it means to live as a sacrifice. That is how we live a life of praise. We demonstrate the authenticity and depth of our worship through the depth of our surrender. Or maybe to phrase it differently, any worship apart from surrender isn't truly worship. How might it look like to act as a living sacrifice when interacting with your friends and family today? What about on the job? What about in your neighborhood? In rush hour traffic? Or maybe at a long line at the grocery store? Or maybe God's calling you to respond sacrificially to a more specific and exponentially more challenging situation. How might reflecting on God's mercy give you the courage to surrender? Let's pray. Father, thank you for your steadfast love. Thank you for your mercy, which truly is new every morning. Thank you for not treating us as we deserve, but instead for pouring upon us grace upon grace, more grace than we could ever need. Thank you especially for the gift of your Son. May our actions each day, the depth of our surrender and our obedience, demonstrate just how grateful we are, just how much we trust you. Give us the courage, the desire, and the perseverance to offer ourselves as living sacrifices, refusing to crawl off that altar no matter what comes. And when we do slip off, determining to crawl right back on. We love you and we worship you, for you are worthy of all honor and all praise. In the name of your Son, our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceBox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.